I sent you Dave Harrigan. It's all about bosses. It's Bruce Springsteen's 75th birthday. I think he's amazing. Dave thinks he's slightly above average. We were just talking about somebody who's slightly below average. So Dave said, well, he's the boss. I'm going to play other songs where the word boss is used or boss is the theme. I actually like it.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I like it. We're going to get in this political debate because there's a lot of politics to discuss at 2:05. Brett Stevens, longtime New York Times columnist, he's on the Mars show Friday with Stephanie Ruhle. And Stevens is part of the reason why I wanted him on. He basically was saying what I say. It was basically about, yes, go ahead. Repeat what I've said a lot, except you say it in the New York Times and on national TV. I say it here, you know, in a building that should be knocked down. So I was thinking play the soundbite. You were thinking let's try for him. So the New York Times just responded to our attempt to get Brett Stevens on the air. I want text me, do you believe this is sincere, what the New York Times said to Dave's request? Go ahead, play.
Hi, Dave. Brett appreciates the opportunity, but unfortunately, he's unavailable this week.
The entire week.
A lot going on. He's a busy guy.
By the way, I only wanted him today because the story is getting old now because it's Friday. Does Brett really appreciate the opportunity?
I think he does.
Does Brett even know about the opportunity? Although you did email him. You went through the Times into him. What would we rather have? Would we rather have, you kidding me? Your flyover country, you're on during the middle of the day. You want Brett? How about Brett's dog? Can we get Brett's dog on with you? I mean, get out of here.
Dog would be good.
Dog would be good. Before I tell you, well, let's go to the giveaway. We're going back to Make Chad Laugh Again. We've had good success with this so far, right? Okay, I'm familiar with Sebastian. You're more familiar. So tell people about him.
Sebastian Maniscalco, he's not even up-and-coming comedian. He's big-time now.
He's established.
Plenty of next Netflix specials out there. Mm-hmm. He's coming to the XL Energy Center, so if they're expecting him to fill the arena, obviously.
Do you know what date?
February 14th.
Valentine's
Day. Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking of a Valentine's Day gift, see Sebastian, by the way, not a, like, you know, the funny bone. Do we have a funny bone here in town?
We should have a funny bone.
We should
bone.
Have. Every city over 10,000 should have a comedy club called the Funny Bone.
Yeah. Acme's great. You got the spot in Mall of America.
Yeah.
We could use a third one.
We could use the funny bone. Let's go the funny bone. If you're at the X, they're saying you're going to sell 14,000 seats.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a chance. All week, not now. You're going to have to tell a joke, a story, something.
An anecdote?
Yes. Maybe you just say, I can get you on Pine Valley. I will start laughing right away. But we're going to take five callers when what soundbite plays.
Well, you will hear the open, and we'll tell people.
Okay.
Well, we can tell people in advance, or maybe right when it happens, but you'll hear the open, and it'll be your chance to play Make Chad Laugh. Keep it clean, please. We don't want to have to dump anybody.
What if it isn't clean, it's very funny, I laugh, but the audience doesn't hear it?
I'm sorry. If they do not keep it clean, they are out of the competition.
Oh, okay.
But first person to make Chad laugh out of those five?
Even a chortle.
A chortle, even just the slightest bit of a chuckle, will leave the microphone open. And if they, if we hear it, they are the winner, and they'll get tickets. And if we don't get a winner today, too darn bad.
We roll it over.
We take five, and that's it.
Yeah, and I try to go into it very stoic, very Minnesota Norwegian stoic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're with those overrated Norwegians, should we go with that right here on WCC Radio? I'm kidding.
Oh, their food is overrated.
Yeah, their food is overrated.
Bad food. And sweaters. Nobody likes a big wool sweater.
Yeah, in September.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's itchy. Who wants to be itchy?
I don't want to be itchy.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there that is desirous to be itchy?
I don't know that there is.
No, it seems like that's ointment time and a doctor's visit. Okay.
Save that for a promo.
Okay. Again, Sebastian's very funny.
He is.
So
I've seen
we'll
him live.
We'll set it up. You saw it live. By the way, I told you the other day, I saw the clip. Seinfeld came out and did a little routine before Sebastian came out.
They're buddies.
Okay. So a chance for that. I saw Michael Bublé very briefly on the Today Show. And as a heterosexual man, even I'm attracted to Michael Bublé.
How could you not?
How could you not be?
It's the first dance at our wedding.
Who are the guys, if even you're heterosexual, you say?
Got to give it to him.
Yeah. Right? Harry Connick is still in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Pitt and Clooney.
Yep, yep.
Gosling.
Sure.
Ryan Reynolds.
Keep going.
Henry Lake. H. Lake's a good-looking guy.
Smells nice, too.
Smells nice,
too. He throws on the cologne.
Yep.
He's got the
right.
good stuff.
So I saw Bublé. He's very funny. He's with Craig Melvin, and they're touting that he has now joined The Voice, which has been around for 700 years.
Roughly.
Okay? I don't watch a lot of reality TV right now. I have. I've jumped in The Bachelor before, when American Idol was starting. I even jumped on The Voice at times. I'm not watching a lot right now. What is the greatest reality TV show of all time? Quick. What do you got? Dave's going to think about it. I'll think about it. What do you got? What do you love? What is the greatest reality TV show out there? We're getting into plenty of other serious items throughout the show, but we also can do shows where it's not so serious. Because Overrated is next hour, and that's not going to be overwhelmingly serious either. What is the greatest reality TV show? And if you want to add why, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. What is the greatest TV reality show? What do you have? 651-461-9226. Saw Bublé now on The Voice. They get phenomenal coaches, right?
Yeah, it's big-time stars.
Think how well it's worked out for Adam Levine and Blake Shelton, how their careers. Not like Adam Levine was struggling, but he was getting paid like $20 million a year, something like that.
Good-looking guy, too.
That good-looking guy, likes his tattoos, likes his body. Texter, the greatest reality TV show, National Football League. Does that count for Dave Harrigan? The National Football League.
No, we're talking about a different kind of thing here.
The real bricklayers of Ham Lake. Celebrity Rehab. Impractical Jokers. Where the one that wins all the time is The Amazing Race. Kathleen and Q watch that all the time, every year. And when I go over and we're just hanging out and watch it, I think that is a very good reality show.
Okay.
You know, have you consumed it at all?
Just teeny little pieces, and it's been a long time.
I can't tell you the last one I just set up to record.
Yeah.
I think American Idol's done, even though it's still on.
No, once Simon left, and it was done.
That's it. I mean, it went away for 3 years or so, 2 years.
Did it? I didn't even know it went away.
Yeah.
It's off my radar.
What about Survivor?
I think that's got to be in your top five.
It's got to be,
that
right?
That started a movement. You know, if the real life on MTV maybe started reality TV,
yeah.
Survivor made it explode.
The Naked Guy, Richard, right? Wasn't that early
yes.
on?
The that was first year, I think.
Was it the first year?
I think it
year?
Was.
Yeah. Now, Golden Bachelor, the Star Tribune is not covering it breathlessly like we did
I think
with
there's still
Leslie
plenty,
Fema.
Because we've got a guy involved.
Top Chef. Hunter likes Top Chef. When I watch Top Chef, I like that also. Somebody says The Big Break. I thought The Big Break stunk. Didn't do much for me.
Didn't watch it. No.
Yeah. What else you got?
Flavor of Love. A Flava Flav's dating competition show.
How about this one? Diddy's Chronicles.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of people who are very frightened about the Diddy information.